Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think we have people on the phone.
Good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome on the call, Sylvia. Thank you very much for welcoming everybody on the call. It's so exciting to listen to everybody getting on these calls every single morning. The numbers of people getting on the call are increasing every single day. But think about it. It's a Monday morning and people are piling on. There's not enough time, even when we get on 10 minutes before the top of the hour, to listen to everybody, share their name, where they're calling in from. It is so exciting to be part of this call. And last night, Sylvia and I were just getting together and talking about the call that we're going to create today. And a gift that I got was a gift called Speeches That Change the World. And it really is a very nice piece because it has over 50 of some of the greatest speeches that have changed the world, and it's in a book. And this book gives you the speeches itself, but also you have over 20 of the speeches are on CD as well, so you can go back and listen to them. And one of the greatest things that you'll realize from these speeches is that they capture the essence of what was going on in the world at that time. But many times, many of us say, well, those people were famous people. But what we don't understand is the context of what happened around those times, is that those speeches and what happened afterwards is perhaps the reason why we remember these people so fondly and so vividly. You know, they truly have changed the course of the world. You know, when Winston Churchill said, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, sweat. That was the speech that immobilized a nation that said, no longer are we going to put up with the tyranny of Adolf Hitler and the Gestapo marching across Europe, and most of the Europe had fallen at that time without even putting up a real fight. He said, we shall fight. You know, through the times he was able to offer people hope. He said, this was their finest hour. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. He talked about how the individual could make the difference in a war that seemed overwhelming to people, a world war. But yet he was able to capture that time. You know, Franklin D. Roosevelt said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nelson Mandela said, I am the first accused. And then his next speech was, free at last, free at last. John F. Kennedy has said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. It's something that so many of us can remember so vividly today. You know, he talked about, ich bin ein Berliner. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. I have seen the promised land. Mother Teresa said, in the name of the hungry, I accept this award. We all perhaps remember Ronald Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And so recently all of us can remember George W. Bush, a great people have been moved to defend a great nation. So often what is great happens is punctuated by somebody who grabs that moment. You know, Winston Churchill writes and he says, great moments of time been punctuated by great people, but many times that great movement was decided and declared by one person, who then in turn brought other people around them. Because what happens is consensus follows action. Somebody decides that this is the way it's going to be, and then it moves on. There comes a special moment in everyone's life, he believes. A moment for which that person was born. When he shared this, he was sharing at a time when a world war was raging, when people were looking for hope. Many of us today would say, well, we don't have a world war raging, but perhaps that would be wrong. You know, we have a recession that's raging, and look at what the ravaging recession is doing to our lives. You know, today we accept it as normal, people living in debt, living under the oppression of credit card companies, where 35 million people plus are making that minimum payment. You know, back in World War times when people were in dire straits, and how are we going to live through this? You know, today 84% of people say they hate their jobs. They're overstressed from work. And I'm not trying to make correlations or comparisons and belittle in any way what was done in World War One or World War Two or any strife, but just to understand that the message that he was delivering was every one of us can play an equal part and an equal measure in making happen when we decide to stand up and defend ourselves from whatever is going on out there. Because what he talked about was this: most people do not lead their lives, they accept their lives. Most people do not lead their lives, they accept their lives. What if Winston Churchill had accepted their lives? What type of world would we live in today? But he said there comes a special moment in everyone's life, a moment for which that person was born, that special opportunity when he or she sees it will fulfill his or her mission, a mission for which he or she is uniquely qualified. In fact, that moment he or she finds herself, greatness will be defined in that fine hour. When pressure is on, great leaders are at their best, for whatever is inside them comes to the surface. We for a recession right now when over 35 million people are making the minimum payment, 84% of people hate their jobs. Divorce is at well over 50%. Some people say it's fastly approaching 60% today. Why? Because when financial challenges raise up, the first casualty is the family unit. Because homes get under pressure, marriages go under pressure, the family unit is under pressure, the very fabric of the society that we live in becomes under pressure because people don't have either time or money to pour out into the most important thing in their lives, their family, their loved ones, and their country. Is it worth fighting for? Only you can decide what that is. Only you can decide what you want to do in the last 30 hours of this month. You know, we have until the end of tomorrow at 5 p.m. Mountain Time to close out August strong. There are people who committed in Dallas, Texas, that they were going to do $500, $1,000 of new business personally in themselves, that they were going to sponsor four people. Whatever the goal that they had chosen to achieve, are they focused on making it happen? Are you focused on what can be achieved in September and October? Many people made some great goals, but commitment is doing the thing you said you would do long after the moment you said it has left you. But that mood, has it really left you? Ask yourself the question, what difference can you make? The truth is, everybody that heard Winston Churchill speak, many of them could have said, what difference can I make in a world war? But the difference is, when everybody comes together, you can make it happen. Can you truly immobilize other people around you? I love this thought. You cannot kindle a fire in any other heart until it is burning within yours. What is the vision that's burning in your heart? What is the vision that you have for your family? What is the reason why you want to become a diamond? Is it first and foremost a simple understanding that when you're making $3,000, $5,000, $7,000 per month in residual income, that you truly understand that no one can ever get a hold over your life, that no one ever can put their thumb in your life, that no one ever truly can, no matter what it is that happens, you truly can hunker inside that $5,000, $7,000 a month. In other words, no one can have that hold over you and your family. You know, illness may beset you, but you can truly stand up inside of that and you can take care of your family. The economy can go bad. You can get inside that $5,000 to $7,000 a month, and you can protect your family and grow it from there. It really doesn't matter what happens. You truly do have a foundation, a financial wall that you built around your family, that residual income that's coming in on a monthly basis, that truly you can live with inside and you can make it happen. You are truly the person that can get that done. Understand, this is the time that you can make that happen. The choice is yours. You know, there are great people in history who have made the biggest difference, and many of us think to ourselves, but yes, they were great people. So often great times are defined by great people, but what happened was the times were challenging. Somebody stood up who perhaps was never there before and stood up and said, enough is enough. They have a day of disgust. They decide that they're going to make a difference, and they decide that they're going to fight. You know, when we think about it, we live in a world that has been changed by so many people. Martin Luther King, what is he famous for? He's famous for the mobilization. He has changed the world, the fierce urgency of now. So often we think to ourselves that we can put it off until tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes. If it is important enough, we shall do it now. If it's important enough, we shall put it in our own hands. That's why Martin Luther King was so famous. The greatest demonstration for freedom that our country has ever seen were mobilized by creating within everyone a dream, a vision for the fierce urgency of now. And if it's important enough, let's not put it in somebody else's hands. Let's put it in our own. Let's ask ourselves the question, would we be free if it were up to me? You're not immobilizing a nation, but perhaps you're immobilizing your family. You may not be speaking to a nation, but you are speaking to yourself. You are speaking to your family, and your actions will lead other people that are around you. Are you going to be a person that goes out there and makes a difference? Are you going to be a person that has it within you to change the future for yourself, the future for your family, the future for your children, the future for your children's children? Because I go back to what Dennis Norquist said this weekend when we were in Dallas, Texas. He said, I saw a company that was born 25 years ago. He said, unfortunately, I didn't get involved with them in the very beginning. And he said, in that time period, there were over 1,600 people became multimillionaires. 60 of them earned over $20 million. He said, if I could have been part of that time, if I could have invested everything I got into that time, I would have taken care of my financial future, my children's financial future, and perhaps my children's children's financial future. We are now at that point in time. We truly are there. This is a great moment in time for which we were born to. You know, Winston Churchill said, there comes a special moment in everyone's lives. A moment in which that person was born, that special opportunity which he seizes will fulfill his mission. I thought Anthony Robbins put it so well. He said, I believe life is constantly testing us for our level of commitment, and life's greatest rewards are reserved for those who demonstrate a never-ending commitment to act until they achieve. This level of resolve can move mountains. It must be constant and consistent. As simplistic as this may sound, it still may have a common denominator separating those who live their dreams from those who live in their regrets. Which are you going to live in? The choice is yours. We count now as we wake up and go into today, as we wake up and go out into tomorrow, as we realize September and October, the ones that are here in front of us, we have a vision. What is the vision you have for yourself, for your family, for the families that you want to go out there and touch? Because remember, you cannot kindle a fire in any other heart until it's burning within your own. I truly believe that this is a defining moment that is going to make the difference in so many people's lives, and that's what moves me into action. What is moving you into action? Tonight, we're going to have a call, as Sylvia started off with. It's going to be our diamond call. If you want to be on there just to be inspired and understand the opportunity that we have in front of us and listen to those diamonds, that is one way of doing it. The second way is you could be on that call tonight at 9 p.m. Central Time, and you could have your team on there. That'd be another way of doing it. Or finally, you could be on there on the call tonight. You could have your team on there, but you can also have people who have already looked at Accelerate, who have already tried Bozzi, but who have not moved into action yet, where they can be on the call tonight, and you can have these diamonds create within them a vision, create that sense of urgency, where they can understand the fierce urgency of now. They understand that most people don't lead their lives, they accept them, that they can go out there and make a difference and understand the future that's possibly out there before them. That call tonight is going to be Monday night, 31st of August, 2009. That call tonight is at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's on this conference call bridge on 507-726-3270. That's 507-726-3270, and the PIN number is 33885#. 33885#. We look forward to hearing all of you on the call here tonight. Have a God-filled gorgeous.
You know, Garrett is on a roll this morning, Mark, and something that it makes me think of is the fact that there are other people on this call today that are from a variety of different companies, and they're in the last 35 hours maybe of where they can be at, what they're looking for, the quantity, the qualifications, everything in network marketing that we look at. And I just want folks to realize if they will take what Garrett just said, and they will put that momentum to work, they can take and hit that next rank level that they want. I don't care if they're brand new in the business. If they're totally committed, they've got a rock-solid sponsor who's willing to work with them, they can go out there and find some people, get them excited, get them into this business, get them trained, and they will hit that rank advancement, make that next bonus, whatever the case might be.
Troy, it's absolutely correct. On, let's see. I've only been in a couple of companies in my history in this profession. In my last company, I hit an important promotion at 11:45 p.m. on a 12 o'clock cutoff on the last day.
Oh, my goodness.
On my first company, I needed 12 applications to go into the company by Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I had 3 opportunity meetings on Sunday. FedEx the paper in on Monday, made my promotion. So it's only over when that bell rings. You have till whatever the cutoff at the end of the month is before you have to stop trying.
Well, you know, you hit it there, and from running ProStep for so many years, we used to get so excited, probably almost as excited as the field, that last week, man, because we'd have top leaders calling in, we'd have the new leaders calling in, everybody would be getting excited, saying, Troy, we're going to be blasting those paperwork in, so we'd call down the stairs to the support team and say, look, get ready to run those faxes, because back then, you know, we didn't have that online stuff. And man, they would crank, the faxes would start rolling in, people would be verifying information, and we would be running those contests to see who was going to win, who was going to bring in the most people. And it was an exciting time. And I know one of our good friends, Jerry Ball, you know, he takes that last week of the month, and he just kicks butt. He turns off his phone to incoming calls unless they're business-oriented. He jumps on with his team leaders, and they start kicking butt to find all the people they can to get in and help everybody grow. And, you know, folks, if you're on the call today, that's the kicker that we're talking about here, is that you have to take charge. You have to say, I'm going to take my business to the next level. And you just go out there and you start taking action steps, baby steps, one step at a time. And you look at what you're trying to get done, and you push it forward and you make it happen. And when you do that, literally, the sky is the limit. There is nothing under the sun that you cannot get completed if you will do those things. I've seen it happen time and time and time again, Mark. And I know that you have. You and I have been on the same team forever, and we get excited when our team members start to hit those rank advancements.
You know, Troy, though, as we're talking, it makes me think, what if folks would put 50% more emotion and motion into the rest of the month, into the first and second and third week, so they wouldn't be scrambling and pushing all get out at the end? What if they would just do that? You know, I was taught by a top of the pay plan guy in my first company, which is the granddaddy of MLM. I don't have to name the company. You probably all got it figured out by now. Had a very clever phrase: successful people procrastinate later.
That's right.
Think about that. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now.
You know, that right there, and you know one of our other guys, Art, used to say, all you can do is all you can do. Well, if all you can do is all you can do, and you do it now, dude, there's no reason for anybody not to hit the financial objectives that they have in this business. And that's what cracks me up all the time. I hear people on all of the training calls that we do, Mark, and they'll have excuses. And then there's every now and then there's somebody like our good friend Kevin who has some health issues, and he has legitimate reasons not to win. And yet he's the one that's on the calls every week. He's the one that's out there in the field still building his plan. He's the one that's getting his son excited about a business. And I just laugh and I think, here's a guy that knows he can rest when life's over, and until then he's going to go out there and build a legacy for his family. And if people really want it in this business, and I mean really want it bad, they will do the things that the winners do. They will do the things that have allowed people to become overly successful in life. You know, you can look at Richard Branson of the Virgin Brands out of Great Britain. You can look at Bill Gates in the Microsoft brand. You can look at Warren Buffett when it comes to investments. You know, you can look at Donald Trump when it comes to real estate. You can look at Mother Teresa when it comes to charity. All of these leaders have one thing in common. They knew that they could rest. They knew that they could make excuses. They knew that they could procrastinate when they were dead. And until that time, they went out there to fulfill a mission in their life. In some cases, it was a God-filled mission. In other cases, it was probably just one that they decided they were going to grasp and take. In other cases, they were born into it to where they just had that drive to build an empire of some kind. But every one of them have left their mark. And then I look at some of these older guys that came from a whole different era than the ones I just mentioned, the Sam Waltons, who said, you can change something here. We can help other people. We can build something great. And even went beyond, I think, what his wildest imagination was, and left his family and left the world a legacy. And this is a man that I knew personally that never forgot where he came from. You know, him and Helen both would show up in Kansas City. We'd do a catered event for him with my father-in-law, and they'd come back into the kitchen and just chat, just like every folks. That's when you know, guys, that you've got somebody that never forgot where they came from. And if we will do that, if we will put in that hard work, if we will roll up our sleeves, as Napoleon Hill said, and we'll just get busy working, sweating, being smart, strategizing, there is nothing in this doggone world that we can't accomplish. And one of the things that I've always admired about Mark is we'll be talking away, and it never fails. He'll say, Troy, my daddy used to say, and it shows me that he was listening to what his dad had to say, even now that his dad's gone on to a better place. And folks, that's what you've got to do. Listen to your sponsor. Listen to your upline. Listen to people that have made it before you. And if you do, you'll end up like a Mark Layton, going around in his local community to businesses, building his organization, marketing his service and products, and you will look back at the end of the day and say, you know what? I've accomplished something. I've helped people out. And that's the name of it. Man, Mark, you've got so many people on your team that do this that you and I just laugh whenever one of them really gets excited. Next thing you know, their business starts growing.
Yep, and all it takes is action. All you can control is action. Your own action. You can't manage other people in this business. You can inspire them by their action. There's two kinds of people in the world that we encounter, Troy. Some are afraid of failure, so they stay right where they are, mm-hmm. which in itself is a failure. Or they're afraid of success. They'll have no more excuses, or they may have to change their address where they live. But Troy, I promise you that if you ask somebody a question, are you interested in making additional income, and they tell you no, you'll still be standing, you'll still be breathing, life will go on. What you have to ask yourself is, what if they say yes? What if they say yes and you didn't ask them? You still have a no. So I don't know why people are afraid to get an answer. We have one job in our business, is to sort through people who are looking, put the information in front of them. If they're the right person, they will close themselves. I did.
Oh, you know, bar none.
In a previous company, I was brought to a presentation. Halfway through, I tapped the guy on the shoulder who was with me, And I said, let's go. He says, it took me 6 months to get you here. You're sitting through this. I said, I don't need to sit through it. He says, what do you mean? I says, do you have the paperwork? Let's fill it out. Almost gave him a heart attack.
Well, you know, that's the case. And I know a lot of times folks will say, well, your first company chooses you. And, you know, in a lot of cases I will agree with that. But I can remember my first company didn't choose me. I went to a potluck dinner at a home because that's how they did it in the old days. And after eating dinner and sitting there eating some apple crisp or apple cobbler, I don't remember which, I had a gentleman get out a whiteboard and start sharing with me the potential that A.O. Williams had. And it was him and the excitement that he had as my friend and somebody that I respected that got me excited about where I was going to go into that business. And, you know, when you do what you say, when you get out there and you start talking to people, Mark, when you get out there and you focus and you decide to go do it, you find a fulfillment. It's sometimes a euphoric feeling in the beginning because you think, man, finally I'm going to be able to break out of this rat race, out of this 9-to-5, out of this grind, you know. And you realize that you can start taking control of your future and control of your family's future. And if people today will just take these little words of wisdom, they'll take these nuggets, and they'll realize that they truly do have 100% control, then the sky's the limit. Somebody that I have admired on a political stance, I've totally disagreed with his personal life, and really I've disagreed with the majority of his ideology in politics, but somebody that I believe, and you and I had this discussion this morning, was one of the most honest liberals that was ever in Washington, and it was Teddy Kennedy. Because when Teddy wanted something bad, like health care, and I'll use that as an example, he didn't hide behind fancy words. He didn't hide behind, you know, Greek mythology. He didn't hide behind a Latin interpretation. He just came straight out forward and said, this is what I want. I want universal health care as a right, not as a privilege, for everybody in the United States. And he didn't say everybody that was a U.S. citizen. He said everybody in the United States. You knew exactly where the man stood on that one issue, if not others. And as I look back over the weekend as I was following some of that, I thought, you know, Mark always talks about the secret agents of MLM. And I'm thinking if we had more Teddy Kennedys in MLM, whether I agreed or disagreed with them, there'd be no excuses. There would be no wondering what they did in life. They would be out there spreading their sometimes their rhetoric, sometimes their propaganda, but all the time their agenda on wanting people to join their business. And just by the sheer volume of their mouth, they would watch their organization grow, because as you have taught me, Mark, the law of attraction would draw people that believed exactly like they believed, that got excited like they got excited, and they would have a business that was growing all across the board. But in most cases, they go, shh, don't tell everybody I'm in network marketing. You know, I wish we had more Teddy Kennedys, even though I didn't agree with a lot of the stuff about him.
Well, you know, that's true. And people have to realize that this is a word-of-mouth business, whether you do it digitally or face-to-face. I look at the newspapers in my local area now, and they're thinner. People are afraid of the economy, so they do the one thing that could, the reverse of the one thing that could build their business is to cut their advertising. They should be, if there's one area they should be spending, that's it. But they're doing absolutely the reverse. So if you want to build a business, should you be quiet about it, or should you go out and talk to everybody you know? Should you be sifting and sorting among the masses? Now, when the gold miners went out, you know, in the gold rush of the 1800s, and they started sifting and sorting, they came up with a lot of rocks, but they came up with a lot of nuggets, and nuggets set them free. You're only looking for a few. One will pay your bills. Two will secure you, and three will set you financially free. Can you talk to one person a day about your business to get 10 to take a look at the information, to get two to three to sign up in your program? Ladies and gentlemen, those are the numbers. That's what it takes. Talk to one today. If you don't, shame on you.
Folks, have an awesome day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.